Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. I would also would like to broadcast today for the wish that the world become the place that people can live more freely. According to this wish, I would like to start to talk about the face. I mean the face of to the spiritual face or religion face or whatever in this field. I'm not sure in the West, but in Japan, the word religious face is used as like stupid, something stupid to believe. There are two reasons for to saying this. One reason is because of the scientific proof that, for example, people used to believe that a natural disaster was done by some evil monsters or whatever. But science says, no, it's because of this and that. This, because of this process in history is one reason. The other reason is so many people see that people believes dropped into the cult, become cult follower, brain by brainwashed, so to have a faith to something religious or spiritual, it's stupid. And I would say that don't have a faith to something you can put on object physically or as a matter. I don't mean it a Buddha statue or a Maria statue or these kind of things. I'm saying that like a guru of the cult or the group of the people or the words, the dogma, etc. I don't call it those to follow this something object is a faith. Well, some people have the faith to the nation. This is also BS. Anything you can put up as object is or are, including the concept, you don't call it its real faith. And also let's look at the subconscious of the followers who follows to the guru or group or the dogma or those concepts. In subconsciousness, there's always the merchandise inside, the calculation, which means I'm doing this and I get the merit. I mean, the merit can be even like the life after next. It doesn't have to be only the any materials or something physical. Look at the people, flowers of the cult. They devote everything to the guru and group, and they were taught that something next life is guaranteed or whatever. Plus, they were taught that people who follows this group are special, high level people than other people. Also, the guilt can be a very useful way to manipulate people. The guilt and fear to the punishment and their follow, which is like a whip and honey. So that's why people, if people see those kind of things, those kind of faces, we can't help that people think that to face and to follow something is stupid. However, what is the meaning of the face in Buddhism originally? Well, for example, Benne Yamazaki, who was really active in about 100 years ago in Japan, who were called modern Shakyamuni Buddha, he said, face is the unification with a mystique, which means the unification with the great spirit of the universe. I would say the real faith is, yes, that actual sensation that the great spirit universe, Amida, exists, actual exists. And this external great spirit universe are coming to unify you, gradually unify you, and at the same time the internal great spirit universe will be awakened and start unify each other. Anyway, when external Amida, great spirit universe, is coming to you to unify, you will feel no matter what, it's okay. More than that, like, if it's okay or if it's not okay, all those kind of things blow out. It's a sensation of the drop of the time. What's gonna happen, it doesn't matter, but just the unification of the great spirit universe, the real existence is just there with you, and absolutely you are supported by that existence of the great spirit of the universe. There will be no space of the merchandise or calculation. Everything just blows away, and just the feeling of the actual sensation of the existence of the great spirit of the universe with you are really lively there. I don't know why, but this is the kind of the excitement of moment to moment. And if we follow the principle of the subconscious and phenomenon, there should be, the good things should be happen, must be happen. But it's not because of the good things happen. It's not because of some fear exists. It's not because of it's a convenient part of the faith. I mean, some people only believe the convenient part, only the merit part of themselves. There's nothing, all those kind of things are gone. And it's just the field of freedom. The breathing is like freshly breathing. This is the feeling of the freedom. And if you call it the faith, if this sensation is called the faith, yes, I would call this as a faith. May you and people around you and people in all of the world live with this sensation of freedom.